Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. New protests over the Trump administration's efforts to eliminate agencies or reduce government staffing. More than two dozen House Democrats today trying to push their way into the Education Department and were shut out. ABC's Jay O'Brien was there.
Donald Trump's pick to run the Department of Education, Linda McMahon, has yet to be confirmed by the Senate. She has her first confirmation hearing next week. So what they're trying to do now is meet with the person who is temporarily in charge, exercise what they say is their congressionally allowed oversight over the Department of Education and over these threats of the president to shut it down.
The FBI announcing a new initiative to target South American theft groups like the ones who have been burglarizing homes of pro athletes and other wealthy owners. In some cases, the FBI said the stolen goods are sent to Chile or China. And in New Orleans, security prep's underway and the music is flowing. Fans are ready to watch the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Philadelphia Eagles. This is ABC News. Stone. Today marks a month since deadly wildfires started sweeping through parts of Southern California. Newly released video showing first responders rescuing seniors as flames closed in. Here's more from ABC's Kana Whitworth in Los Angeles.
Police and firefighters evacuating the Two Palms Care Center. Residents rushed to safety in wheelchairs.
Please, no,
I got you.
Lifted out of their beds, masks put on their faces.
We don't want to be breathing that in.
All 45 residents made it out alive before the fire consumed the nursing home.
Investigators say they still don't have the origins and the cause of those two wildfires. The oldest rhino in the U.S. has died. Zoo Knoxville announcing 56-year-old Dolly was euthanized after a significant decline in her mobility. She was one of the first white rhinos at the Tennessee Zoo, where she had lived since 1976. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. And by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. Look for cloudy conditions this evening. Flurries possible late with a low of 22. A slight chance of freezing drizzle early tomorrow. Then light snow late morning and into the afternoon. Around 1 inch likely with a high of 31. And flurries tomorrow night in the evening. Then clearing clouds and cold with a low of 8. Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy. And our temperature is 24 degrees.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Today is Friday, February 7th. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. Several inches of snow is possible with a winter storm system crossing western Wisconsin tonight through tomorrow night. The greatest impacts will be north of I-90, while La Crosse County is in line for at least a couple inches of snow. Areas south of I-90 will see less snow and more mixed precipitation. After the snow, temperatures will drop off, with highs in the teens to mid-20s for the next several days. The latest forecast for the Richland Center area predicts around an inch of snow, with the heavier snow staying to the north. WRCO will keep you up to date if there are any weather changes. With the impending snow this weekend, use caution when clearing sidewalks and driveways. Brittany Merlot reports.
And an alarming number of heart attacks are linked to shoveling snow, and the risks increase with age. With a combination of cold temperatures and sudden physical exertion, a problem's created. The cold temperatures constrict blood vessels, making it harder for the blood to flow efficiently. So when you pair this with the physical strain of lifting heavy snow, this increases blood pressure and heart rate. And for someone with underlying heart disease or risk factors like high blood pressure, diabetes, or obesity, this sudden exertion can trigger a heart attack. People should pace themselves and take regular breaks every 10 to 15 minutes. Using a smaller shovel also helps limit the weight of each load. And if you can, push the snow rather than lifting and tossing it. This will help reduce strain on the heart.
A Wisconsin congressman wants to restrict any future student loan forgiveness. Sixth District Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman has reintroduced his Protecting Taxpayers from Student Loan Bailout Act, which he says will prevent future administrations from replicating President Biden's student loan bailout scheme that could have cost taxpayers up to $1.4 trillion. This act requires that the Department of Education review the fiscal impact of any future plans to forgive student loan debt to ensure costs to the federal government do not increase and result in taxpayers footing the bill. Any regulation that does not meet the standard could be prohibited from issuance, fundamentally prohibiting any future administration from ordering broad student loan forgiveness. Lisa Hale has an update on an Amber Alert for a missing 16-year-old girl.
An Amber Alert issued for 16-year-old Sophia Franklin of Beaver Dam has been extended into Arkansas. Franklin, who is 3 months pregnant, was last seen at her home Sunday night. 40-year-old Gary Day is wanted in connection with her disappearance. Day is a resident of Cabot, Arkansas, and is believed to be the father of Sophia's unborn baby. Police say Day's 2014 black Buick LaCrosse has been seen with Arkansas and Pennsylvania license plates. Anyone with information is asked to call the Beaver Dam Police Department.
And a unanimous Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled that the swing state's nonpartisan top elections official can remain in her post despite not being reappointed and confirmed by the state Senate. Republicans who control the Senate tried to fire Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf in 2023, leading the commission to sue in an effort to keep Wolf on the job. Wolf had been targeted by Republican lawmakers over how the 2020 presidential election won by former President Joe Biden was run in the state. Biden lost in 2024, and Republicans have not called for investigations into how that election was run. Thursday, the State Assembly's Education Committee heard public comment on bills relating to curriculum, assessment programs, and school board spending. Assembly Bill 3 requires incorporating cursive writing into the state standard for English language art classes. It would require cursive to be taught in elementary grades in all public, private, and charter schools. Right now, only some schools in Wisconsin teach cursive. It's not a requirement, and it's up to the school district's discretion. Those in favor of the bill said writing in cursive promotes a number of cognitive benefits like enhancing motor skills, memory, and creativity. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underlies is against the bill, and also the Wisconsin Association of School Boards. This week, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers announced a proposed budget investment of more than $80 million to support Wisconsin's farmers, producers, and agricultural industries. As part of this 2025 through 2025 7 executive budget proposal, the governor included more than $3.7 million to reimburse corn farmers up to 50% of the total costs of purchasing seed treatment that discourages birds, especially sandhill cranes, from eating their seed. This budget initiative also reflects on an important finding from the State Legislative Study Committee on Sandhill Cranes, of which the International Crane Foundation participated as a core member. Though pro-hunt members prevented the measure from passing the committee, a standalone program to support farmers administered by the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is the clear route to making progress on this issue. The supporters for a statewide office of violence prevention is gaining ground in Wisconsin. Safety experts and advocates say they're hopeful it will save lives. Federal investments have historically been helpful in efforts to address the causes of violence before it happens, but with the recent Trump administration ordered spending freeze and rescinding federal grants, these efforts may be in jeopardy. Governor Tony Evers announced that he's directing $10 million to the Office of Violence Prevention. The funds will come from the American Rescue Plan Act. It's still unclear whether the Trump administration will impact federal funds for programs like this. CESA 3 hosted the 2025 Regional Spelling Bee at Southwest Wisconsin Technical College Auditorium on Wednesday. 27 outstanding spellers represented the following school districts: Barneveld, Belmont, Benton, Blackhawk, Cuba City, Darlington, Fenimore, Highland, Iowa Grant, Lancaster, Mineral Point, Platteville, Potosi, Richland, River Ridge, River Valley, Riverdale, Schulzburg, Southwestern, Wasika Steuben, Weston, and Prairie Catholic School. Congratulations to the top three spellers: Astoria Graham, Lancaster School District, Grade 7, Sydney Hooks, Barneveld School District, Grade 8, and Ella Horsfall, Mineral Point School District, Grade 7. And congratulations also to alternate Ben Waterfall from Richland School District, Grade 8. The top three spellers will advance to the state-level competition on Saturday, March 29th at 1 o'clock in the Mitby Theater at Madison College. If any of the top three are unable to participate, the alternate will take their place. We extend our best wishes to all these spellers as they prepare for the next stage of competition. Join local author Katie Albaugh, author of Borgia Rose, The Poisoning of Richland County, at Brewer Public Library today or tomorrow at 10 o'clock for a presentation on this fictional account of mystery, betrayal, and murder based on untrue Richland County events. The event is free and open to all. The 2025 Boscobel Mobile Pack for Feeding My Starving Children will be held April 10th through the 12th at Truvent Building No. 3 in Boscobel. The financial goal for the Boscobel Feed My Starving Children this year is $66,000, which will purchase the ingredients to pack over 233,000 Mana Pack meals. Fundraising is ongoing. The annual pie auction will be held tomorrow at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. The soup and sandwich lunch will begin at 11, with the live auction starting at noon. Pie donations for the live auction and other baked goods for the bake sale and can be donated the day of the event. Public registration for the Boscobel Mobile Pack begins on February 27th. 7 packing shifts are planned again this year, with 100 volunteers needed per shift. Teams are divided into groups of 10, so it's helpful but not necessary to have 10 be your team size. Contact give.fmsc.org/boscobel to register. To learn more, go to fmsc.org or learn more. Financial donations to the Boscobel Mobile Pack can also be made to give.fmsc.org/boscobel. And today's winner of $100 in the Richland Center Boosters Club calendar raffle is Spencer Budenhagen on ticket number 978. WRCO News time is 5:14. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feeds, Eat, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71, of rural Sextonville, died Saturday at home. A celebration of life will be held tomorrow from noon until 4 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71, of rural Sextonville. Avis Marvine Subura, age 89, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be at the Chex National Cemetery in Champion Valley, Yuba, following the service at approximately 1:30. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel tomorrow from 11 until the time of service at noon. Avis Marvine Subura, age 89. Steve Johnsrud, 71, of Wazika, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, Boscobel. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel, Sunday from 1 to 4, and at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, Monday from 9 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations to the charity of your choice are appreciated. Steve Johnsrud, 71, of Wazika. Gay V. Donovan, 70, of Casanova, died Wednesday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Burial will follow in the Souls Creek Cemetery. Gay V. Donovan, 70, of Casanova. Carol Sue Otteson, 85, of Richland Center, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 1:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of service at 1:30. Carol Sue Otteson, 85, of Richland Center. Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center, died Sunday at home. Graveside services will be held Thursday at noon at the Dayton Corners Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center.
Get ready for a night you won't forget. Howl to Go Dueling Pianos is coming to events at Castle Rock on County G on Saturday, February 8th. These dueling piano masters will have you singing, dancing, and requesting your favorite songs all night long. Tickets start at just $45 and include dinner and the show. But hurry, tickets are selling fast. Don't miss this epic night of live music and interactive fun. Visit events at castlerock.com to grab your tickets today. That's events at castlerock.com. See you at Castle Rock for a night to remember.
Mark your calendars. The Pine River Sports Association Spring Gun Show is coming up on February 7th and 8th at the Richland Center Community Center. Join us Friday from 3 to 8 and Saturday 8 to 3 for this highly anticipated event featuring up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Enjoy concessions provided by the local Boy Scout troop while you browse. Admission is just $5. Kids 12 and under get in free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association can't wait to see you February 7th and 8th at the PRSA Spring Gun Show. Don't miss it! WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Wasn't too bad of a day out there. The winds were finally much calmer and temperatures were comfortable, hitting about 30 degrees. The sun was shining and now the clouds are increasing. This, of course, as the snowstorm starts to slide into the state, mainly striking up north. We're missing this one. However, we will still see some light snowfall, so here's what's going to happen for us. Overcast, cloudy tonight, flurries possible, lows will bottom out near 20 degrees, and tomorrow, early in the morning, we have a tiny chance of a little bit of freezing drizzle. So just be careful as you step outside. Don't slip and fall. Then, light snow moves in late morning, mainly after 9 o'clock or so. That'll continue into the afternoon, winding down by the evening. We're really only looking at about an inch, maybe 2 inches max. Honestly, I think it's going to be closer to an inch. It'll be a wet, slushy type because high temperatures now are going to be climbing to right around that freezing mark and flirting with it. And of course, as the system departs, the winds shift out of the northwest. They become breezy at night. This could fling a few more flurries into the area, and then clouds start to clear and we crash cold. Temperatures will slide to the single digits and probably feel more sub-zero. So a crisp start to our Sunday, and we kind of stay on the cool side of things too. Highs only make it to the mid-20s. But it'll be sunny for the Super Bowl. And as we look ahead to next week, Monday, highs will hit about 30 degrees. It'll be a partly sunny, dry day. But a few snow showers are possible overnight, and a few flurries could linger into early Tuesday morning. But mainly another dry day, partly sunny and cold, highs in the upper teens on Tuesday. We sit in the low 20s on Wednesday, still stuck kind of cold. Then we start to become cloudy by the afternoon, with snow chances Wednesday night. This could lead to some spotty snow still lingering early Thursday morning, and then we'll turn partly sunny, with highs in the low 20s. So a little nickel and dime snow chances next week, but overall pretty dry and pretty cold. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 24 degrees after a high today of 26 and a morning low of 9. Yesterday's high was 27 and we received a trace of precipitation. Record high set back in 1987 is 51 degrees with a record low of 22 below that was set back in 1967. Last year's high was 47 with a low of 32. Sunset took place tonight at 5:21 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:09. Winds yesterday were at 4 o'clock, were 41 miles per hour around the 4 o'clock hour yesterday, and we do have calm winds right now. Our barometric reading is 30.16, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 24 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. The book of John, chapter 8, records the story of the woman caught in adultery who was brought before Jesus by the Jewish religious leaders. wanting to stone her to death for her sin, but also wanting to trap Jesus. They told Jesus that Mosaic law said such a sinner should be stoned to death. So they wanted to know if Jesus would condemn her for her sin. Jesus looked at them and said, "The one who is without sin should be the one who throws the first rock." Dropping their rocks and walking away, they left the woman standing alone in front of Jesus, who was the only one who had never sinned and who could legitimately throw the first rock. I'm sure there was much fear in the woman, but Jesus asked, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." It doesn't say that Jesus forgave her, but it does say that he didn't condemn her, which tells me that he erased her sin so much that there was nothing left to condemn. But what Jesus said next was the most telling of his work in our lives. Jesus said to her, "Go and leave your life of sin." I've heard so many times that we're just sinners saved by grace. The sad thing is that I think Christians sometimes use that as an excuse for continuing to sin. But Jesus said, "Go and leave your life of sin." So people of God, let's live in the power of Christ and the Holy Spirit and leave our lives of sin so that those around us can see the work of Christ in us and glorify our Father in heaven.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's area local sports schedule.
There's high school girls wrestling tonight. The conference clashes between the Southwest Conference, SWAL, and Scenic Ridge and Rivers Wrestlers. The girls are wrestling at Belmont High School. Area girls basketball tonight. Wonewoc Center is at Bangor, Cashton at New Lisbon, Royal at Brookwood, Prairie du Chien at Decorah, Iowa, Darlington at Boscobel, Viroqua at Sparta. Seneca is at North Crawford, as mentioned, in the Ridge and Valley, and DeSoto is at Ithaca in boys and girls basketball. Girls action first, the boys to follow. Reedsburg at Edgewood in boys basketball. Dodgeville is at Lancaster this evening, and Richland Center plays at River Valley. Richland Center coach Brian Poles talked about the matchup.
River Valley's, give them credit. They were able to chip away, but we did play from a lead, which hasn't happened every night out for us. So I think that's going to be important again tonight, trying to play from in front. Whenever you're on a court that's not your home court, playing from behind, it's always tough. So all those factors will come into play, and just rely on that experience from that positive first game that we played them.
Brian Poles and the Hornets won the first time. It's the rematch tonight. Here is Coach Luke Thatcher of River Valley.
Oh, I didn't feel we played great, and that's also a tip of the hat to Richland Center. Their size bothered us. Their length bothered us. I think some of their quickness. They have a nice balance. That's been a little bit of a mismatch situation for us. So hopefully we've solved the riddle to that and we're able to play a little better this evening.
Here are the game tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Richland Center at River Valley in area boys basketball. The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show will begin around 7:15. I'm Phil Nee.
At Schwartz Insurance, when we say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Former Packers wide receiver Sterling Sharp is one of four selected for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Thursday's announcement included Jared Allen, Antonio Gates, and Eric Allen. Sharp had been a finalist last year. Former Packers general manager Ron Wolf called him a dominant player in his era. And current Packer president Mark Murphy said he was one of the greatest players of his generation. His career was cut short by a neck injury after seven seasons, but in those seasons he caught 595 passes for more than 8,100 yards and 65 touchdowns. The Bucks were one of the NBA's busiest teams leading up to the Thursday's trade deadline. The move bringing Kyle Kuzma on board got the most attention, but the front office worked right up to until the time ran out. Milwaukee sent Patrick Baldwin Jr. and cash to the San Antonio Spurs to make room on the roster for Ryan Rollins. The team also traded Marjan Beauchamp to the Los Angeles Clippers for Kevin Porter Jr. The Bucks drafted Porter in the 2019 NBA draft, but he has had several stops around the league since then. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Soybeans and corn were lower Friday. Cattle finished mixed and hogs closed higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower. There was more rain in the forecast for dry parts of Argentina, while some of Brazil could see better harvest weather. U.S. soybeans are at a significant premium to South American soybeans, stifling export demand. March beans were down 11 at 10.49.5. May was 10 and a quarter lower at 10.65.5. March bean meal was down $5 at 301.40, and March bean oil is 58 points higher at 45.98. Corn was down, monitoring development weather in Argentina and the second crop corn planting pace in Brazil. Losses were at least somewhat limited by the solid feed, fuel, and export demand. March corn was 7 3/4 lower at 5.87.5, and May was down 7 at $5.5. Chicago and Kansas City wheat were down. Minneapolis was mostly weak. It saw a correction ahead of more cold temperatures in parts of the plains and Midwest with little to no snow cover. Slower sales out of the Black Sea region could boost export demand for U.S. wheat. Keyword there is could. March Chicago was down 5 at 5.82 3/4. March Kansas City was 3 1/4 lower at 6.04 1/4. March Minneapolis wheat on Friday was down 3/4 at 6.27 3/4. Live cattle were steady to higher, and feeders were mixed, consolidating after that big drop on Thursday. Brett Barnett has more on cash livestock in a moment. April live held at 196.77. June was up 27 at 192.10. March feeders were down 40 at 264.90, and April feeder cattle were down 17 at 264.82. And hogs closed modestly higher on the higher midday move in pork. April lean was up 40 cents at 92.15, and the May contract was 20 cents higher at 96.02. Brent Barnett has that full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcast. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Cattle country was quiet Friday with the bulk of trade completed for the week. A little cleanup business was likely Friday afternoon. Boxed beef closed lower with choice down 211 at 321.87 and select down 187 at 312.90. The choice select spread was 897. Estimated cattle slaughter was 100,000 head, down 14,000 on the week and down more than 16,000 on the year. Cash hogs were mixed at the close. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $3.06, with a base range of $78.50 to $88. The Iowa Minnesota was down $3.96, with a weighted average price of $83.02. The Western Corn Belt was $3.53 lower, with a weighted average price of $83.45. The Eastern Corn Belt had no comparison, but a weighted average price of $82.95. Estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Kitchen remodels are a popular building project. At Harchi Lumber, they can design a new kitchen layout and offer the Craftmade and Merillac Classic line of cabinets. But cabinets aren't only for the kitchen. Spruce up the storage space in your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even as an entertainment center. Finish off your cabinets with a countertop that meets your needs and matches the decor. For all your cabinet needs, call 608-985-7207 or stop at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. A member of the U.S. House Ag Committee says imposing wide-reaching tariffs on America's largest trading partners is bad for business. Illinois Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski.
The instability that it creates and exacerbates in an already unsteady market for our growers. They need stability to know how to grow into the future. Tariffs are something that are really going to put a squeeze on them.
More news is next.
Policies and regulations are shifting in D.C. What does that mean for your farm? Find out during Compeer Financial's free webinar on February 19th at 1 p.m. Break down key policy updates and get actionable guidance with perspectives on legislative, economics, and trade. Plus, submit your own questions for a live Q&A session moderated by Compeer's ag economist, Megan Roberts. Register at compeer.com/webinar for the February 19th virtual event to navigate ag policy changes with confidence.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Senior merchandiser at Illinois-based Clarkson Grain says proposed tariffs on countries like Canada could boost organic grain markets. Kelsey Graber tells Brownfield.
In the organic space, we import a lot of organics, and there's a lot of concerns around integrity of the organic grains coming in from other countries. So, you know, if there are import tariffs, it could actually help the organic space if we're limiting the amount of grain that's coming in from the outside.
A farm real estate specialist says there's been some instability in the farmland market. Kobe Rickardson with High Point Land Company says land values could see a decline if downward pressure on commodity prices continues.
We're not as excited, I guess, in the last 6 months or so as we have been. You're not seeing huge, like, 8% increases.
He tells Brownfield a slowdown isn't necessarily a bad thing.
We needed a correction year, I think, or just a year to maybe just kind of slow down a minute and find out the pulse of the world.
I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Tariffs and fertilizer. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. There continues to be some trade war uncertainty for the ag industry as the tariff situation continues to unfold. On this episode of Managing for Profit, a fertilizer group is asking the Trump administration to exempt Canadian fertilizer products from any potential tariff orders. We'll have more coming up on Brownfield.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen. AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Rosenbusch is the president and CEO of the Fertilizer Institute. He tells Brownfield the tariff situation has huge implications for agriculture when it comes to farmer profitability.
We would love to see an exemption for fertilizer. As a matter of fact, Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa even put out a statement and said that fertilizer should be exempted. So that was very positive. But I know that there are a number of our friendly lawmakers and leaders in the administration that have been engaging with, trying to make it clear and help them understand what the sensitivity is for agriculture. You know, you could be in the market for a new car, and obviously there could be some impacts, but you could wait months and buy a new car later. The Mother Nature and planting and agriculture can't wait. We have this very narrow window of when seed has to get in the ground, and prior to that, we need to get fertilizer applied. So if you think about potash, for example, we import over 90% of our potash because we just don't have those reserves here in the United States. 87% comes from Canada, and a tariff on Canadian potash would have a huge impact. One of the things that we were telling the White House over the weekend that I think was really informative is that we don't stockpile that in the United States like you might have a strategic oil reserve. It's a very just-in-time supply chain. So I'm hearing from our members that anywhere from 50 to 80% of the supply going into spring planting is currently in country, but we still have a lot of product that we need to bring in, and so the timing of this is not terrific.
Rosenbusch says Canada accounts for 25% of all U.S. nitrogen fertilizer imports.
We would like to not see tariffs placed on any Canadian fertilizer product. It is important not only for potash, but even nitrogen that's manufactured to come down and other products such as sulfur, not have tariffs applied to it. Now, with that said, tariffs are a tool that are used in a government's tool belt, and not all tariffs are created equally. But generally speaking, we believe in ensuring that there's a level playing field.
I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, a chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, "Sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm." With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, "This is my day. This is my dirt. Great granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when
he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell. This is my day.
Was Justin Moore with This Is My Dirt on Country and Community. Good evening, Tim Seed here. Hope you're having a great Friday night. Our temperature right now, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, is 23 degrees at 546. And I know a lot of people out there waiting to see what happens weather-wise. They're talking about that snow that's coming in. It looks like we're going to get lucky. You know, earlier in the week, they were talking maybe one time they said 4 to 6 inches. Another time they said 2 to 4 inches and kind of went up and down. Now it looks like they're saying we're only going to get maybe an inch. But watch out tomorrow morning when if you first head out early in the morning, because there is a chance of freezing drizzle early. But it sounds like, according to Brittany Merlot, not a lot. But always be cautious out there, because especially if you get some snow on top of it, you won't see the ice if there is any ice, and then might slip and slide and get into an accident. So please be very careful. But hopefully everybody has a great weekend otherwise. And just wanted to let you know that that Highland Historical Society's bingo that was supposed to be held on Sunday at 1, that has been canceled due to an illness. So no bingo on Sunday in Highland. But I wanted to let you know what's going on tomorrow. You can join local author Katie Alba, author of Borsha Rose, The Poisoning of Richland County at Brewer Public Library. And that'll be at 10 o'clock tomorrow. And it'll be a presentation on the fictional account of mystery, betrayal, and murder based on true Richland County events. And that's free and open. Free and open to all to attend. Also, there is a pie auction tomorrow. The 2025 Boscobel Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children annual pie auction will be held, and that'll be at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. The soup and sandwich lunch begins tomorrow at 11, with the live auction starting at noon. Pie donations for the live auction and other baked goods for the bake sale can be donated the day of the event.
Valentine's Day. Yep, it's almost here again. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and I have to ask, has Valentine's Day gotten boring at your house? I have a way to get some sparkle in her eyes for you. Sparkling diamonds. We have so many diamonds just waiting to be matched up to the perfect woman. Earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and of course rings. Maybe you want to upgrade her old diamond. We do that right here too. To make it easier, we offer financing with approved credit, and we have just lowered our diamond prices to make it easier than ever for you to get a larger diamond. Let's make a deal. JJ Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center. Happy Valentine's Day.
hunters and outdoor enthusiasts. Get ready for the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic. It's happening Saturday, February 22nd from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head for a chance to win a gun. Plus, check out exciting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, and a trail camera photo contest. Got sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, but they won't be scored. Enjoy great food and drinks while swapping stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to get a head start? Pre-register Friday night, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more details, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic Saturday, February 22nd at the Richland Center Community Center.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Now is the time to help our feathered friends outside this winter. We carry all types of bird seeds from 1 pound, 5 pounds, 10 pounds, up to 50 pounds. Plus we have suet cakes and many styles of bird feeders. So stop in at Richland Center and Muscadet to see these and many other great products we offer. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Join us for Flavorful Moments, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
I see dead ends, but we're still going strong. We've been heading down a one-way street, but it feel like it's wrong. Moving like a freight train, getting tired of tugging along. I've been trying to say goodbye, but I'm gonna miss you, girl, the second you're gone. Gave me your heart, gave me heartbreak.
I let you down.
Sorry, I'm lost in this dark place.
I'll fight it out.
Somehow I make it to Sunday. I promise I'll be coming back. I'm out down the highway. I ain't been myself.
I went out looking for a good time, but I'm going through hell. Got Jesus on the hotline saying you need help. Put the liquor on the shelf, tell the devil farewell. You gave me your heart, gave you heartbreak.
I let you down.
Sorry, I'm lost in this dark place.
I'll fight it out.
Somehow I make it to Sunday. I promise I'll be coming back. I'm out there on the highway. Who died on the highway with all his regrets? He was driving for miles and miles and miles, couldn't see where it ends. He was trying to find ways to tell her how he feels. But when he looked in her eyes, he could tell she was hurt, so he let go of the wheel.
Just can't be without you.
I tried a new love.
everything decays to a stupor haze for now. You know the bottle hits hard when you're too thin. Last night's lust is today's problem. You can lose yourself in somebody else, but you're losing me.